Well, welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. This is Charlie Bernhout. By now you know that this is a show from 26 years ago, first aired on September 23rd, 1990. We're taking you through the Yom Kippur service, but before we get to the davening, if you recall at that time, many of you were listeners in that period, that I had a weekly Devar Torah from the wonderful Rabbi Shalom Gordon of blessed memory. So we'll begin with a brief comment by Rabbi Gordon, and we'll get right to the Chazanis.
Very pleased to have with me once again Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation Ahavat Zion at 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. Good evening, Rabbi Gordon.
Good evening, Charlie. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, one of the days of all which usher in the new year, may it be a happy and blessed one for all of us, fills every Jewish heart with a sense of holiness. Unfortunately, for various reasons, the inspiration generated by this momentous day and by the preceding days of Rosh Hashanah and the 10 days of repentance have not always been put to the best and fullest advantage. In some congregations and many individuals, the inspiration evaporates with the passing of these few days without a change or improvement in the personal day-to-day life of the individual Jew or Jewess. And when there is a lack of improvement on the individual level, there must inevitably be a lack of improvement on the social level. One of the main reasons for this failure is that the spiritual awakening and inspiration of these days are not directed toward the self, but towards matters relating to others. Not infrequently, these auspicious days serve as an occasion for general pronouncements on world problems, messages that do not implicate anyone in particular, least of all anyone in the immediate environment. This approach satisfies everybody since it involves no one. The concentration and preoccupation with world problems and resolutions, which in the majority of instances are beyond the control of those making them, provide a convenient justification for diverting the necessary and vital attention from the self-searching and the reappraisal of one's personal life. Yet it is precisely these areas that personal resolutions can be effective. Let us hope that with God's help, every Jew and Jewess, especially those who are leaders, will take full advantage of the sacred moments of the soul-stirring inspiration of the days of war, not in the direction of general world or national problems, but in personal response to the urgent call of these days. That call is the divine command, make me king over you. We must accept the sovereignty of God as our own king and master. This calls for tshuva, return, tefillah, service, and tzedakah, righteousness, all of which should begin at home, in oneself, and then around oneself, in the community, and ultimately in the environment of large. Agamach Sima Tova. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Gordon. That was Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation Ahavat Zion at 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. Back now to the second hour of our special from the Avoda, which describes the temple service performed by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. We'll hear the selection Va'af Hu Haya Miskavein by Yesala Rosenblatt.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the Rosenblatt with the Af Hu Hoyom Yiskavein. Apologize, I don't know who sings along with him, but when I find out, I'll be sure to let you know. The next three selections will come from the Asura Haruge Malchus, the story of 10 martyrs who died al Kiddush Hashem for the sanctification of God's name. We'll first hear Pierre Pinchuk with Ela Eskara. These shall I recall, and I pour out my soul within me, for wanton people have devoured me.
Give me a
Pierre Pinchik. Continuing in the Asura Haruge Malchus, we'll hear Label Waldman with Sarfe Malo Tsaku Bamara.
Om Subhas kol mishumayim im eshma kol afer epoy chesu oylom lamayim lishoyhu bepoyhu moshis adomayim
Sorfe Malon. The final paragraph of the Asura Haruge Malchus is Zos Karoasnu. It will be sung by Shmuel the Goda.
Far nu vesinun si fanno vicino, perciò fanno le Ciò vuole meglio mi morro me haskes haskes etta canon mi
with Zos Kuroasnu. Shmuel Vigoda in his late 90s, in the Bronx, perhaps even listening this evening. Also, Moshe Gontchoff, living now, I believe, in Queens. We will hear him next from the Vidui section of the Musaf service. We'll hear him sing Ato Yodea Razei Olam, Moshe Gontchoff.
Ato yodeya rose yolom rose yolom Ato yodeya rose yolom Nesaromos isere kalechoi Ato Ato, ato, yodeya, rosea l'an di salmos, si serei colchei. Ato, ato, Face called Hadre Botenato. Ato, 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 ato,
Shetty Sailor! ושכפר לנו על כל פשורנו עליכת שחתונו לפונך שחתונו
Moshe Gonchoff with Ata Yodea Raze Olam. Continuing in the Vidui, we will next hear Samuel Taube singing Al Chet. This is towards the end. Al Chet Shechatonu Lefonecha Bishvuas Shav.
Yarkolom, yarkolom.
Cantor Samuel Taube. That was from Al Chait. We'll close the highlights of the Yom Kippur Musaf service with Moshe Stern singing Hayom to Amtsenu. Moshe Stern with Hayom to Amtsenu. The remaining selections will be from the Ne'ilah service. The last of the Slichas Piyutim on Yom Kippur is Hashem Hashem, the Shlosh Esrei Midos, that is, the 13 attributes of mercy. We'll hear Zavol Kortin with the last stanza of Shlosh Esrei Midos. This is Yehi Rotzon Lefonecha Shomea Kol Bichyos. May it be your will, you who hears the sound of weeping, that you place our tears in your flask permanently, and that you rescue us from all cruel decrees, for in you alone are our eyes fixed. Zavol Kortin. Yeah, you're a soul, yeah, you're a soul, yeah, you're a soul, me love.
di Moise nu ayaze
Zavol Quartin. We next hear David Reutemann's rendition of Atohiv Dalto and Nosh Meirosh. David Reutemann with Ator Hivdaltor Enosh Meirosh. We now conclude the Nila with Leibler Waldman singing Avinu Malkeinu. We'll start with Avinu Malkeinu Asei Laman Harugim Al Shem Kodshecha. Our Father, our King, act for the sake of those who were murdered for your holy name. Leibler Waldman.
Oh, Avinu Malkeinu. Oh, Avinu Malkeinu. I'll say, Leman. I'll say, Leman, Harugim, Malishem, Kodishel, say yes. Oh, you'll be in the Molly Kane. Tzeronko Bochesed Oai Behoi Shie
Well, we just concluded with Label of Waldman. This is the end of our third two-hour cantorial special. I wish all my listeners a Gemar Chasima Tova, a year of good health, happiness, and peace for us all. I thank you so much for your letters and calls. By the way, Box 711, Millburn, New Jersey. Very simple. Box 711, Millburn, New Jersey, 07041 to write to me. I'm here in the studio at 201-76197. Certainly appreciate, as does Yossi, appreciate all your good wishes. And
okay, so there we were 26 years ago. Forget the P.O. Box and so forth. This is Charlie Bernhout, welcoming some new listeners, by the way. I had the pleasure, again, we're this is from October 6th, 2016. Actually, it's been recorded a couple of days earlier. This past show, Motzi Shabbos, I had the pleasure of giving this Yosef Rosenblatt presentation at Chavurat Yisrael, Rabbi Al-Ghazi's shul, and I welcome some new listeners there. Also, this past week, I gave my Yosef Rosenblatt presentation at Columbia University, and I'll be giving more presentations in November. And I remind you, if you would like to have a presentation, it's either Yiddish comedy, it's either Yosef Rosenblatt, or I have a new presentation, A History of Jewish Music. You know how to reach me, very simple. It's cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. In any event, I thank you so much for joining with me. And don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Shalom.